Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And joining us, the director of our great transit company here. This is really the cool thing. Elizabeth Wood, hi.
Hi, how are you guys this morning?
Oh, very good.
Good.
I got to put on my glasses so I can read the...
Yeah, you brought us a spreadsheet. Yeah.
I did. I tried to blow it up onto legal size
paper this time. Pretty good.
Yeah, we got everything in one place. Okay, so read it to us.
Okay, so to start off with, we'll just give ourselves our numbers from February. So February, we did 6,460 rides, which is pretty good. You know, we get those averages up there in the 6,000s, which is a pretty busy month for us, really, between Whitefish, Kalispell, and Columbia Falls. And then I always kind of like to highlight Columbia Falls. I used to always highlight Whitefish because Whitefish is just, it just keeps booming and it kept getting busier and busier. Well, Columbia Falls, if you remember back when we restarted that 5-day-a-week service, I have the numbers from, say, January of 22. We had 60 rides in 1 month. Okay, so we're getting to the point now where we're basically, in January we had 520, in February we had 554. So it's just been this growing service over there.
Yeah,
that driver Doug, he just goes to town over there.
Goes door to door, gives out handbills or
something. Well, yeah, he does something over there. He works his magic. So he's so busy that we decided we needed to maybe consider adding another driver over there. But yeah, so he's doing great. Whitefish numbers are still up. Whitefish, we average anywhere in the mid 500s, you know, pushing up to 600 some months. Mm-hmm. But so Whitefish and Columbia Falls are just steadily getting busier and busier. So for the month, like I said, 6,460 last month. So
okay, now the weather, did that slow down ridership? Did people stay at home a little bit? Because I was thinking I'd use Mountain Climber Transit if I had to go anywhere.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. In Kalispell, it definitely spikes our numbers. We definitely get a little busier in Kalispell. Typically, in Whitefish and Columbia Falls, our numbers drop just a little bit because a lot of our riders are more senior age. And especially when it's super cold and icy, they just might not go out as much. But this is the interesting thing. This year, like in Columbia Falls, those numbers did not drop. And so they're steadily staying high and increasing. So I anticipate that this spring is going to be super busy over in Columbia Falls. So, yeah, it's interesting. Kalispell, it definitely spikes. We get a lot of riders that that normally wouldn't be riding that kind of ride a lot. So, yeah.
See, and I like the idea of it arriving at my doorstep and already being warm.
Yes. Yes, that's a fact. You don't have to scrape windows. That's my least favorite part.
I'm looking at this. This is just an amazing amount of growth for Mountain Climber Transit.
It is. It is. You know, like Columbia Falls, with the ridership increase there, as I mentioned, we're really considering adding that second driver. We've been saying that, and we have done that now. So
you have?
Not entirely. We haven't put a full-time second driver over there, but what we're doing is we're kind of sharing that second driver we have in Whitefish. It's going to jump over into Columbia Falls in the afternoon to kind of help Doug out over there because he is just swamped over there. He can't get back in time. So, so we have that second driver in the afternoons over there because it's just growing.
Now, you say a second driver, that includes a second vehicle, right?
It does. It does. Yes. Yes, it does. So, the valley's growing, and it just amazes me. Every day, I hear our dispatchers in there adding new riders, and that's just the ones that are calling in on the phone that don't have the app. But those that have the app, we're getting those people adding the app onto their phone every day, and it's just crazy.
Do you have any idea how many apps are out there?
You know, that's a very good question. I'll have to round that number up.
See, I haven't been able to find out how many apps we have out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
You would think you'd be able to get that from the app stores.
Well, I've been trying to do that. And
I have your app.
And I have yours.
There you go.
So, Robin pulls it up every now and then just to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I check on both of our apps, you know, to remind myself how to do it.
It's very easy, very user-friendly. You know, I know I've mentioned this before in the past, but when we first introduced this app, I was having classes down at the Senior Center here in town. For anyone interested in coming down and learning how to download the app. And it was amazing to me how many seniors showed up and they had the app already downloaded. So they got gold stars for the day. But and then they were just picking up on it pretty quick. I was impressed. Yeah. There's a lot of them out there.
It's so easy to use.
It
is.
It really is.
Now you've got a drop down menu so you don't even have to type in where you want to go. Just put a little check mark on
it. That's right. Oh, you're going to Super One. Okay.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned adding an additional driver. Was that for which city was it?
So that's for Columbia Falls. We've had that second driver in Whitefish since this summer, which has helped Samson out amazingly because he just, not to mention the traffic in Whitefish, is just kind of bonkers over there. It's hard to get around. So she has helped him out. So now we're adding that kind of in the afternoons from 2 o'clock until 4 over in Columbia Falls to help Doug get things finished up over there every day because it's so busy.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the two. There's not that much difference now between the ridership in Whitefish and Columbia Falls.
That is correct. And if you think about it, two drivers have been doing that Whitefish. Doug has been pulling off this, you know, anywhere from 550 rides a month or more. It may not seem like much, but for one driver, that's quite a few rides.
Well, particularly when you're taking people where you're picking them up at different locations and dropping it off at different locations. That's a whole different deal than the old bus stop.
That is correct. Yeah. You know, a lot of the questions we get frequently are, well, you say you're booked up, but your buses aren't full. Why is that? Well, it's not really necessarily seat availability. It's time availability. So we do have to occasionally deny rides, and we're finding that that happens a little more frequently these days. Yeah, we're filling up.
Not unlike in the larger cities, a super shuttle service for the airport. They come around and pick up at different locations and all.
Yeah.
But you're picking up. Now, for instance, are you picking up at the same time you're dropping off sometimes?
Yeah, we do. We do sometimes.
So that Mountain Climber by Via app, that's pretty slick.
Boy, yes, it's got sure a little algorithm, and it tries to make it as efficient as possible. It's not perfect. It's not perfect because
nothing is.
that's correct.
Sure. Yeah.
But it does a pretty darn good job at
it. And it helps route the buses, too.
It does, yes. Yeah. Yes,
now,
it does.
John, you know, said, well, you got another bus, Columbia Falls, another driver. How many do we have running around Kalispell?
So in Kalispell on any given day,
I see them all the time.
You do. I mean, you can literally just go from, say, point A to point B and keep your eye out for them. You might see 3, 4, 5 buses on your trip somewhere. We have usually about 8 buses run around Kalispell any given day, maybe 8 to 9, depends on the day.
And it's good to know the app is dynamic, so you're delivering somebody to some spot that was prearranged through the app, and you're in the area and you can pick up that other person.
Yes.
It would drive me nuts as a driver. You know, I mean, it's like being postal.
Yeah. Well, I have to say right about there, I have to give our driver some serious props because I always said if I had to be the driver every day, I'd probably be fired. It's just not, I mean, they deal with a lot of craziness out there. Mm-hmm. And so I say, leave the driving to us because our drivers are the professionals and they deal with it every day and they have the patience for it.
Do they get a lunch break or anything?
They do. They get a lunch break.
Okay. That wouldn't be so bad.
There are some regulations on how long they can drive before they have to get a break.
There are. And, you know, we're well under that. Pretty much most of our drivers are doing an 8-hour driving day. Mm-hmm. So with an hour lunch break in there. So, yeah.
Hey, and you drink enough of the Petty John's water,
you have
to make a stop every once in a while.
You have to be careful with that.
Elizabeth, Mountain Climber Transit has been a free service now for quite a while.
Yes.
You've been warning us that isn't always going to be the case.
Correct. Yeah, we have not been charging since I believe that was probably March of 2020. So, you know, we had that fun time in our lives that hit us back then. And We usually were doing that free fair February is what we used to do. Well, then it just kind of rolled into March Madness that year, and then it moved into COVID. So we just haven't had any fairs since then. However, one thing we're finding is that our ridership availability, like I said, is starting to go down a little bit because we're just so busy. We have riders that are riding, you know, maybe five times a day instead of once or twice that they need to, or, you know, there's multiple reasons, but, so we're figuring if we put that dollar fare back in place, it'll kind of make people think, okay, do I really need this ride? And it'll still be, and that's still a very reasonable price.
Dollar
each way. I mean, you can't really beat that. So we are looking at that. It will happen, and we're hoping it'll be back in place by about July.
Okay. But still, this will be worked out through the app.
It will, yes. Yeah. So it'll it should be worked out through the app, and we're trying to stay away from cash.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of time, and it's just crazy how much time goes into counseling.
This exact change thing is a real
pain
in the neck.
It is.
I mean, you aren't going to have a little coin box and you drop the coins down the slot, huh?
No. We're getting away from those. Those took a lot of time, and they were crazy, and we're not going to make our drivers worry about that.
Might you have a credit card or a debit card or something?
We're still working out the kinks on this one. So I should have some better information for you next visit. But it'll more than likely it's going to be on our app, and they'll be able to just go on with their credit or debit card and just purchase a certain amount of money on there, a certain amount of rides.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it because it will free up that availability again to where we can get more people. We're having to deny folks getting, you know, their trips to work sometimes now, which is, I hate to say that out
terrible.
Loud,
yeah.
But we don't want to be denying people trips to work,
yeah.
You know, we want to be a reliable source for them. So that's our goal, is that by putting this fare back in place, some folks won't ride quite as often and free those rides up for other folks that need those important appointments.
Well, you think about, do you really need to go?
Right.
Well, yeah. My boss, I can't make it in today because what I'm thinking, what about pre-arranged trips?
Yeah.
Do you encourage that?
We do. If you look out 3 weeks on our schedule right now, it's pretty booked. I mean, that's
really
the thing. That's where we're getting. It's so booked. But we have a lot of folks that definitely get to work. They use us for work every single day. And it's one of those things that makes our drivers feel really proud of what they're doing every day. And it gives us, you know, it makes us feel good. We're getting people to their work every single day. We're getting folks to their doctor's appointments or therapy. Maybe they have those three times a week therapy appointments that they have like clockwork. So those are in there as pre-scheduled rides. And we do encourage that because it kind of gives you a peace of mind that you know your ride is already scheduled.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, it's exploding just like everybody said it would.
It is.
And I think a dollar is workable. Just have to go to the ATM machine and they get change.
Yes.
Oh, but you don't want it to be cash.
No.
So next time you come back, you'll let us know if you're taking Bitcoin or whatever.
Right. I'll keep you guys posted on that
and what
that's going to look like, but we're pretty excited about it.
Right. Hey, John, we never did understand cryptocurrency, and now I read there's speculation about a gold-based cryptocurrency. Why? You got to ask yourself why. Anyway, Elizabeth, we'll look for a good report next time and see what's developing.
This is great.
Sounds good. Have
it sounds
good
like it's time to add some more buses.
I agree.
It sounds like this is exploding, and that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. You can't get buses these days, though.
Oh, that's right. You got to.
Yeah, I know the police cars are a year out on delivery.
They're two years out now.
Buses are like 3 to 5 years out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Supply chain.
Yeah.
And there isn't enough manufacturing in this country, apparently.
The chips, Robin.
Or it's the people.
Or the chassis. You never know. I mean, it's chassis, too. It's crazy.
Elizabeth Wood, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thanks for all that you guys do at Mountain Climber Transit.
Thank you.